This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And you know, you can listen to us wherever you be. That's right. Just get the Radio.com app. Put it on your smartphone. Wherever your phone is, we can be. Oh, yeah. Stream The Rock wherever you go. Radio.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
To B-Mix, but maybe we should try to whack him instead, because it's Wednesday. It's Whack It Wednesday.
Whack It.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
And Steve was Mr. Wacky earlier. Got that perfect 10, got the whack.
Yeah, it won't be that way this time.
You don't think so?
He going down.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see if Charlie in West Seattle can make it happen. Charlie, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Excellent.
Charlie will do it.
Oh, will he?
Oh, yeah.
What's he playing for today?
A prize to be named later, Rev.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Charlie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Charlie, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What is the name of Johnny Depp's character in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yes. Which Soprano star died in 2013?
James Gandolfini.
Yes. Which TV show stars Cillian Murphy as Thomas Shelby?
Peaky Blinders?
Yes. Which X Factor judge was born in Brighton, England?
Pass.
Which luxury car logo is a black horse on a yellow background?
Ferrari.
Yes. Which ABC News magazine has been a part of the network since 1978?
Pass.
28.34 grams is equal to what one unit of weight?
Pass.
In what year of the late 2000s was the hit video game Minecraft released?
2007, 2008, 2009.
Yes. What letter is least used in the English language?
X, Z, Q.
Z, yes. Who played Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory?
Jim Parsons.
Yes. Which X Factor judge was born in Brighton, England?
Simon Cowell.
Yeah!
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, correct!
Oh, it's going to be another close one. Steve's going to have to be almost perfect.
He will be. Unfortunately, earlier today, he was perfect.
Oh, so you think he's going to be perfect this time?
No.
Put some money on it, bitch.
No! Why you always got to bet? No, I'm not going to bet you.
Because it's breakfast for me. That's why I always got to bet.
It's not happening.
Steve, I can't believe Revy won't bet, because, I mean, we could all get breakfast.
He's a coward.
Yeah. I'd do it.
You know what? I'll accept that. I'm a coward when it comes to that one. Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes.
What is the name of Johnny Depp's character in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Jack.
Sparrow.
Yes. Which Soprano star died in 2013?
Tony. Soprano.
No.
James Gandolfini.
Yes.
There we go.
Which TV show stars Cillian Murphy as Thomas Shelby?
Reno 911.
No.
Doctor Who.
No.
Shameless.
No.
Hello.
Which X Factor judge was born in Brighton,
Simon
England?
Cowell.
Yes. Which luxury car logo is a black horse on a yellow background?
Ferrari.
Yes. Which ABC News magazine has been a part of the network? Yes.
Wow.
28.34 grams is equal to what one unit of weight?
Pound.
No.
Ounce.
Yes. In what year of the late 2000s was the hit video game Minecraft released?
2008.
No.
2009.
Yes. What letter is least used in the English language?
Z.
Yes. Who played Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory?
Jim Parsons.
Yes. And Steve.
Yes.
You okay over there?
I couldn't find my microphone with the blindfold on.
I know. That was weird. Well, congratulations. You win. 9-8.
Oh, Charlie. Hey.
So close, Charlie.
Okay, and to and to reprise an old commercial. Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, you guys don't remember it. Gosh, no. Oh.
Good and Plenty.
No.
Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty.
Charlie
and
plenty. Says,
"I love that Good and Plenty." Good
I'm not plenty. Saying that good Charlie plenty. Wasn't a Good and Plenty guy.
Who was Sorry, Charlie?
That would be Charlie the Tuna. Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna.
From Starkist.
And oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Charlie.
Chicken of the Sea.
Yeah. Wait, no, Starkist. Chicken of the Sea was a different thing.
Oh, yeah, Chicken of the Sea was Chicken of the
Jessica
Sea.
Jessica Simpson. That's it.
Yeah. You're just yelling things. Yeah. The only one you missed, didn't get that perfect 10 this time.
That show.
The TV show that stars Cillian Murphy as Thomas Shelby. Charlie got correct. It's Peaky Blinders.
What the hell is
Peaky
Blinders?
It's one of my favorite new shows.
It is one of my favorite shows. It's been around for a while.
What channel is it on?
Hulu.
Oh.
Hulu?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Hulu. And yeah, it's really good. It's about, I mean, you would hate it because it's basically based in the early 1900s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Thomas Shelby comes back from World War II and is basically part of
is it World
gypsy,
War II?
World War One.
World War One. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And his family basically just runs a big crime thing
gotcha.
Going on.
Yeah.
With all that.
Yeah. It feels like it's close to Prohibition time. Is it, or is it before
yes,
Prohibition?
It was a little bit before, but yeah. In the recent ones, they just dealt with like the stock market crash and all that stuff.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Historical fiction, but it's really awesome. It's got an amazing soundtrack, so check it out.
Yeah. It feels like if you're into there, you're into Nucky Thompson time, which was what Boardwalk Empire was about.
Yeah.
Which was the American gangster situation around Prohibition like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yep. Yeah. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
There's an Air Force veteran in North Dakota who spent a month's salary on a fancy watch while stationed in Thailand back in the 70s. And then he was realizing, man, you know what? I spent a lot of money on this. This is actually too nice to wear. And he kept it in its box. This was back in the 70s. Well, he was floored when he found out that his Rolex Oyster Paul Newman Daytona is now worth up to 2,000 times the $345 he paid for it back in 1974. So he buys a Rolex in 1974.
Okay.
And now they're saying, hey, a similar watch, according to the Antiques Roadshow, could get you up to $400,000 in auction.
Whoa.
He's like, what? And because it was never worn and it still had all of its documentation, including a warranty card that was never filled out, this watch could be worth up to $700,000.
Dude, I just saw the video of it and it's so awesome. Like the guy just drops it.
He's literally floored.
Yeah. Yeah, like once the guy, they explained it to him, they're just like, yep, see you later, down to the ground.
Wow, man. I mean, the problem with waiting this long is that you're older, but still.
He's still got enough years in him that he can enjoy $400,000 to $700,000.
How amazing is that? And it was just a $350 watch, really.
1974 he bought it.
Whoa.
Yep, there he is, there's that guy.
And he kept it in the box, didn't even use it.
Yeah, he's probably afraid to touch it because it was super expensive.
Yeah.
I'm not a Rolex guy. I know people love Rolexes, and I think it's because of status and the amount of money that you can make from them. But yeah. I just don't think they look cool.
Yeah. I mean, I was never that impressed with them either.
I like my Apple Watch better than a Rolex. I'd be more excited if someone gave me a new Apple Watch than a Rolex.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. But there are people that love them and obviously will pay ridiculous money for them. And it is a status thing, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, it's like certain luxury cars, you know. I mean, you can buy a Genesis luxury car. That brand, it gives you more bang for your buck, but people, you know, They want the, you know, they want the, oh, I have to have my Lexus or I have to have my whatever, you know, my the other ones.
Mercedes.
That's it. Yeah. Audi or whatever. Yeah. You know, your fancy stuff.
I just want a Hummer. Old school.
Pardon me?
Excuse me?
You're in the wrong room for that, sir. Okay. That you're going to have to take elsewhere.
I want one of those vintage looking ones.
Yeah. You got some of your teeth, by the way. I've been watching it all morning. It's killing me.
Don't get mad at me about it.
No, who was that dude at the Grammys that had stuff in his teeth? I forget. One of the big celebrities. Maybe it was one of the Jonas Brothers.
Wait, so he's had it in his teeth the entire morning, and you haven't said anything?
Right. He goes, "It's killing me." Well, like,
I forget it when we go off air. Like we go off air, and I forget about it.
I'm keeping that in there.
No, don't. Ugh.
No, now I'm gonna.
Yeah, smile. Weird. Just get up right up because you've been face.
So. You haven't told me. You're not looking out for me.
I am looking out for you. I told you now. I just kept forgetting.
So for hours, I'm out there smiling at people.
Yeah, well, good for you, buddy.
Some friend you turned out to be. Yeah, I'm actually going to make it a point to put food in my teeth all the time now.
Okay, good. Listen, have fun. Do it out of spite. You'll still look stupid in front of people, but at least it'll be intentional.
Yeah. There you go. What happens?
Wow, he's not happy. He's not going to leave it in there. He's going to take it out.
I'm going to take it out. It's killing you.
And now you got to get paper to sort of floss it out of there?
He's going to just jam it in there and get it out.
God, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
But what is that disgusting? It's no different than using your stupid floss sticks.
Yeah, but I don't do it in front of you. I go and I do privately.
No, you do. You try and do like that. I'm hiding it.
Yeah, I hide it at least. You sit there and go, I'm going to smile at you while I just pick out this food projectile.
Well, if you didn't say anything, I would not have worried about it.
I agree. But every time I looked at you, you go, hey, let me tell you something. And then all of a sudden these pearly.
I'm never going to look at you again. I'm just going to stare at Vicky.
Oh, that's good for her.
How do I end up losing in this scenario?
You win, Vicky. It's you or Danny.
Yeah.
And you have seniority, so you get the blessing that is me staring at you.
You do have a cool shirt today.
Thank you.
Vicky, you realize you're in his line of fire. Because you know Steve is a sprayer.
Oh, I know. I get sprayed quite often at this point.
I'll spray all of you now.
Okay. I'm used to it.
Call me the sprinkler.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And whatever it is you want to talk about, man, that's what Listeners on the Loose is all about. You get to pick it. You get to guide it. But Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we'll have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
That's how it goes, man. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
A few people are chiming in about my baby's first fart on camera.
Oh, that's right. Do we have it in case people missed it?
Rev has it. Okay, so this is a very proud moment because this morning, as we were doing our show, I get a text from my wife. She'll send me pictures of Tatum all the time, and it's awesome, right? Well, she just sent me a video. She's like, finally got it. And I watch it, and there's Tatum dropping a couple of farts. Right when she wakes up, because like she's in a little bassinet thing, and she just starts stretching, and then just lays down the tootage.
Lays down the tootage, ladies and gentlemen. You've been trying for so long to catch her, because you're like, you've been witness to some amazing audio moments, and you're like, ah, damn, I pull my phone out, and she stops.
Pretty much since week one. I mean, after a couple of days, when all of a sudden the farts started coming, I'm just like trying to capture them, and every time I pull out my phone and start recording, she doesn't do it, even though it's like, oh, she did it last time like this, so I think I've got it this time. Nope, no luck.
But this time, your wife, she caught it.
It's a very proud moment, BJ. It's radio excellence right there.
Congratulations.
So it says, wait till they do it on command. And then after that, they start to stink. Then you don't want them to fart anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that, buddy. Yep, well, right now, all you have is, you just have mother's milk. That's it, right? So.
Someone wants a daddy-daughter combo.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. I don't know if can we pull this off.
Okay, Rev, you ready?
I think we should start with Tatum.
All right. Well, that is just lovely. Yeah. That's just wonderful.
Vicky liked it.
Yeah, I did.
I know. Vicky is. Vicky's got an interesting sense of
farts
humor.
Farts are funny.
Yeah.
Especially little baby farts.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
She's so freaking cute. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she is starting to look like a baby now.
Yeah, because she is a baby. It's
well,
crazy.
I mean, they look like aliens at first.
But that's
yeah,
very
yeah,
true.
Yeah, and so they almost look like God, is she okay? Is that because I thought with my both my kids, I'm like, they do not look like they're okay. Where's the cute little baby that's supposed to be there? And they're like, yeah, so that's going to take a couple weeks before that starts happening.
So I want to know, what movie do you wish that you were the star in?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Well, you know, even though I talk about Star Trek a lot, I've always fantasized about being Luke Skywalker.
Oh, that'd be rad.
Yeah. So that would be cool if I could be that guy.
I think an action movie would be the most fun to be a star in.
That could be cool.
I wouldn't want to be like in a slow, boring movie.
Oh, you wouldn't want
like
to be that?
Yeah, Cocoon or something.
You wouldn't want to be a Cocoon. My Dinner with Andre. Just sitting there talking with
Cocoon.
Somebody.
I don't know.
He doesn't like Cocoon. Ron Howard. You know what I mean? A great Ron Howard movie and he's dissing.
Oh, that's why. Okay. I was in his brain there.
Boogie Nights would be pretty funny. Just for that one prosthetic scene. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'd have that as my profile picture.
Oh, of course
See,
you would.
I know. And now I'm just visualizing this, and I didn't I don't need that, Steve.
No.
I didn't.
Sorry.
Yeah. Just didn't.
Wow. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think I would go with like Mission Impossible.
Oh, Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah.
See, I feel like I would just be, is it Benji? I think I'd just be the
dog?
No, the guy, the carrot, his buddy that helps him out.
Oh.
Our buddy.
Yeah, Simon Pegg. The Simon Pegg character.
Blanking on Simon's name. Yeah, I would be like that guy that's just, you know, going, don't get hurt, Steve. Steve, what are you doing? He's going to kill us all, that Steve.
What about you, Vicky?
See, I feel like I'd want to do like some sort of Marvel type movie, but I'm trying to figure out like maybe Guardians of the Galaxy, just because it seems like a lot of fun. You have your comedy mixed with all your fight scenes, plus Baby Groot.
Who'd you be?
Oh, I want to be Drax.
Oh, Drax is funny.
Nakamura, I want to be Drax just because of how dry he is. Dave Bautista does a really good job.
Yeah.
I love that you want to play the role that's being played by Bautista.
Right?
And also, it's the exact opposite of who she is. He's huge, ripped, super tall, and Vicky's like little tiny kid.
I feel like I can just either get like a big old suit with those whatever stilts, or they can just CGI me, but I'd rather do the stilts.
All right. We'll put
it's
you
so
on stilts.
Fun.
What about you, Danny?
Titanic, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least we wouldn't have to see Danny
alongside Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I want Jack to draw me like one of his French girls.
Of course. At least you get to live, though. You would get to live while Leo went down.
So it says Rev wants to be Magic Mike.
I do not want to be Magic Mike.
What if all of us were in the full Monty?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tragic Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot more on that. No, I want to do like an old, like an 80s action movie. I just watched RoboCop this weekend.
Oh, thank you for your cooperation.
Yeah, and that was fantastic. You just have to go fight all these.
Does it hold up?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm afraid to watch that old RoboCop movie again. So we thought it was amazing when it first came out.
But it still is. It's got that old Harryhausen animation for Ed 209. It's got a lot of fun commentary about just, I mean, it's like the future, but it's like kind of like now. If you're thinking about it. So it's kind of fun to look at it all that way.
When I worked at the rock station back in the 80s, we made robo everything. Like we did bits. It was like, you know, a robo Jehovah's Witness coming to your door. And if you don't take the watchtower, he shoots you.
Wow.
You know, we call them robo Jehovah.
Okay.
Yeah. We had robo everything. It was just, we loved that. I love that movie so much. Every bit we did was just like robo anything you could.
Robo Jehovah.
And everything was, you know, they go, no,
that's
not
your radio name.
No, robo, But everything happened where if they refused anything he said, he would say he would shoot them and then say thank you for your cooperation, which is pretty much RoboCop.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
Robo Jehovah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Robo Jehovah.
Amazing.
There you go, buddy. That's the quality radio that got me right where I am today.
And so they'd want to be in Weekend at Bernie's and I'd be Bernie.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to do much.
No,
yeah,
you
that's
sit
great.
There.
Yeah, you really. And I think no. What if somebody told you you were still a bad actor? You couldn't play a dead guy.
Right. We didn't even believe you were dead.
Yeah. Jeez, that's how bad you are. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Let's go to Clint all the way from Lansing, Michigan. Hey, Clint, are you listening on the on radio.com? Is that where you're listening to us on?
Yes, sir. BJ Shea.
Who cares? Appreciate that, buddy. What you got for us, Clint?
Hey, guys. So this weekend, my wife and I drove 40 minutes one way to get my daughter's turning one in a couple days here.
Oh,
so
congrats.
She wanted to. Yeah, it's great. So she wanted to get pictures taken. So she sent a florist over there to decorate this photo, you know, the photographer's place. And we had a cake there because traditionally you do a cake smash, I guess. When the baby turns one.
I didn't know
And
that.
We drove all this way, spent all this money. And, you know, the baby, you know, my daughter was just so unhappy the whole time. And my wife and the photographer trying to force this moment that just wasn't going to happen, you know. And I just wanted to pick Steve's brain and see if that's something that his wife is kind of looking forward to, or if that's something that they're going to spend a bunch of money and time on.
We did do baby pictures like soon after she was born, and we'll probably do other ones because you're just trying to keep as much like you know memories as you can with the. But honestly, like when at first I was like, this is just more money I want to spend because it's like it's not cheap. But then I watched how this lady was with our baby. I'm like, okay, we're not just paying for the pictures; we're paying for what is her experience and is and her ability to get the most out of like a baby, which I thought was pretty impressive.
Poor Clint got none of that.
Yeah, it sounds like you just and got shafted.
Yeah, I just feel like we just live in this Instagram, Pinterest,
we do
like society where it's like this perfect moment where this everything works out. It's not always like that, so I'm just gonna look at the pictures and laugh and be like, "Remember, she cried and like." It was fun still.
Oh,
but,
dude, I have to tell you.
I was kind of hoping for, like, when I was holding her, like, my wife said, what if she poops on you? I'm like, I kind of hope she does. That'd be hilarious.
Our agent sent a Christmas card to us many years ago with his kids now are in their teens. But he had twins, and he sent us pictures of them on Santa's lap, and they are miserable. They look like they're being held hostage. And I saved that. I think a lot of his clients, like me, did the same thing and said, it was one of our favorite pictures to ever get. And we put that Christmas card out every year of him and his two kids just crying their asses off.
I can't wait for the Christmas pictures. Yeah. I hope she cries on Santa's lap.
Yeah, so you got that, Clint. I mean, everybody can take the picture where it looks good, but I think it is cool to have your kid going, I don't want to be here for any of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to crush this McFlurry. I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, whoa. Clint.
Wow.
What flavor McFlurry did you get?
You know it's Oreo.
My man.
Man,
love you guys. I listen all the time.
Appreciate it, Clint. Thank you again. If you're not in the Seattle area where you can pick us up on the old FM, then you can always get us at radio.com no matter where you are in this fine country. Get the app for your smartphone or you can listen online to radio.com.
What's the time zone difference to Michigan? Is it 3 hours or 2 hours?
I think it might be Chicago time, if I'm not mistaken. Is
what
it?
What time is right now?
It's 12:39 over there.
3 hours ahead. Each.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay, Eastern time. Okay. Like, at first, I'm like, 9:40, and you're having a McFlurry? That's breakfast I've always wanted. And then turns out, no. But still.
That's lunchtime for him.
That's a great lunch.
You can go get it now, though. I bet the McFlurry's ready. You can do it.
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
All right, peace out, buddy.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. Hey, Steve. What's up? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I just wanted to say, I was listening to the Migs cast where Steve and Glenn and Rev were talking about drinking Steve's wife's breast milk. That sparked a question. Is that considered vegan? Thanks again. Love the cast.
Well, it's from an animal.
Yeah, no,
it's not vegan.
Oh.
It's completely not vegan. It's the same reason why you don't have cow's milk, because it is not vegan.
Yeah. But isn't it because a part of the vegan idea is that they're making animals do things that they don't want to do?
Well, now that I don't know. If that's the case, then Steve, then you'd be right. Then it'd be fine. But I don't really know the vegan tradition to be able to comment. But if
because
that's
like
true,
honey, true vegans will not touch honey because bees are forced to make honey.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then I would say as long as your wife's not being forced to.
Right.
Like, Googling it, yes, that does come up, and that answer is, as long as it's not forced to give up something and does so willingly.
Oh.
It.
All right.
That's a vegan
lifestyle.
What
if all this time cows are just like, I'm willingly giving this up. This is so funny, you humans, you idiots.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm positive that's
probably
not.
Probably not. Okay, fair enough. So that's the. I didn't realize that was the vegan lifestyle. I don't know why. I thought it was because it, to them, I always used to make up it's coming from the creature in some way, shape, mm-hmm. or form. Therefore, it's like eating the creature. That's what I used to think.
Well, I mean, I think that has a little bit in the mentality of it all. But I think it's just you're subjecting an animal to something that they don't want to do. So then in order – a vegan will not want to do anything that involves making an animal do something.
So then when we tell Rev to answer the phones, is that bad?
It is. That's why we're not a vegan show.
Yeah, we're not a vegan show.
We don't have a V next to our logo. Yeah.
Son of a gun. Yeah. That's right.
If we could stop having him do that, then we'll be vegan.
But yeah. We are gluten-free.
Yes.
Yes, we are. You do not pay a thing for the gluten on our show. It's absolutely free.
We're free of all MSG as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Nice.
Oh, that's
our show is good for your stomach.
That's why we're not as tasty as we used to be.
Very true. Yeah. Or salty.
Yeah. But never unpleasant.
I think we're pretty salty.
Yeah, we had that conversation. I don't have any interest.
Oh, I thought you guys already did it.
No.
Because I'd be like, really? Your wife let you have some of her breast milk and give it to Reverend Glenn?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had a taste test. No.
Oh.
It's our new contest on the Migscast. One of us has secretly replaced their coffee creamer.
Yeah. I like milk. And you'd think that I should be, when you think about it, I should like human milk, shouldn't I? Because it's naturally what I'm supposed to like. And probably, I don't know if I had it as a kid or not because I was too young to remember. But I can't believe that I'm repulsed by breast milk, but I don't want anything to do with it.
So you never tried it?
Never did.
See, I don't have any interest. And so you're like,
it looks gross.
It just looks like...
It doesn't look like the milk I can buy in the store. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I know it's crazy because my mind goes, but this is the milk you're supposed to drink.
Have you?
No. My ex-wife couldn't breastfeed, so we used formula.
Oh, so you dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I tried that, and that was not good. The formula was terrible. It just tasted like chalky water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not fun.
This is all this poor thing, this child has to eat.
Okay, but the problem, I didn't actually mean to try it. Was Lily's bottle used to be like, it wasn't like really working. And so I was like, huh. So I was like trying to get it to work. And then all of a sudden I just got a mouthful of the milk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were sucking on it, trying to get it to go.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay, fair enough.
Vicky, have you?
I haven't actually had anybody in my life that offered it, and I thought it'd be rude to ask, but I've always been curious.
I don't know why. Yeah.
It tastes like cantaloupe juice, or some people say it tastes like melted ice cream.
If it tastes like cantaloupe juice, I might be in.
If it tastes like ice cream,
Snapple's cantaloupe cocktail.
Well, forget the cantaloupe. The melted ice cream, I'm there for that. Is it salted caramel? Do we know the flavor?
I don't think it's salted caramel, but I think it just depends on how much sugar she eats. Now, it's supposed to be sweeter than cow's milk, is what I hear.
Oh, that's a deal. I'll throw it in my cereal then. I didn't know that.
I just tried oak milk, or I think oat milk.
Oh, I was going to say oak milk.
Oak from the tree?
From the tree. Taste it.
Really? So oats?
How is oat milk? Because, I mean, it's another thing where they're grinding it up and putting it into a liquid like almonds and stuff.
Yeah, we went to some place in Sumner. It's this really cool coffee shop called Electric Coffee House.
Okay, like the name.
Cool vibe. People who work there are super nice. And so usually I'll get soy milk, and the lady was like, we don't have soy, but we have oat milk. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And my wife's like, oh, I think it's like the new hipster thing. Like,
yeah, you're probably right.
I'm like, fine, I'll try. And it was really good.
But now, oats, right? Oats are a grain. So, mm-hmm. I mean, am I getting my carbs by doing that? Because, see, that's the trouble I look at is like all these substitutes, how are they on the carb level? Because that's what I'm trying to avoid.
I have no idea.
But it tasted okay?
It tasted great. It was one of the best, like a latte with some soy milk. And typically I get that at other places, and it's always good. But this place, it was like the best coffee I've had in a while.
What about the consistency? Because I'm a half and half guy, and these substitutes aren't as creamy as half and half, and that's my problem.
I didn't notice it one bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Looking online.
You should come to Sumner with me. We'll go to Electric Coffee and we'll have a coffee.
Yeah, I'm going to drive all the way down to Sumner.
Short trip for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, sorry to break the news to you, BJ, but the oat milk does have a little more carbs than regular milk.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Now I'm not.
But it's got more 16 fiber.
Ounces. How many carbs is going to be in that?
Dude, it's a beating because if they don't got carbs, they got too much salt. You know, the doctor goes, don't have too much salt, don't have too much carbs. And I'm like, do you realize I can't have anything except like a broccoli? It's just broccoli. That's all I get.
Put broccoli in your coffee.
Yeah. Could I have some broccoli? make me some broccoli milk. If somebody makes broccoli milk.
It has less calories, though. So that's nice.
And it used to be that's all you had to worry about was less calories. And then they started telling you no. And now they're saying, oh, by the way, they're saying if you do the Atkins style or the low-carb diet, it's not sustainable. That was a new thing that came out. So don't even bother anymore. I'm just going to, you know what? I'm just going to stop eating. I'm going to Gandhi the whole damn thing and tell them all to F off.
Perfect. That's exactly what Gandhi would say.
That's exactly what he said. He said, you know what? This is for all those people that tell me what to eat. F off.
So close.
Forget peace.
It was the first time I've ever had a cup of coffee with the little design in it.
You've never had a coffee design like that?
No.
The little froth where they put a little...
Yeah.
What was your design? Did it like a little...
It looked like a leaf.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool, man. Yeah. I was like,
the first time you get that, it is like an exciting experience.
You've never
Especially
had that before?
Unexpected.
Yeah. In Seattle, it's never happened to you?
I've never been somewhere. I don't know the secret code. I don't know how to get it.
Well, it's like you just walk in and order the right drink.
I've never gotten one before.
Order a latte.
And that's what you get.
Yeah. It's latte art.
Is this your first latte?
No, I get lattes all the time at Starbucks and at Dutch Brothers and Bigfoot Java and
other
places.
You get a cover put on them usually?
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh,
that's why.
Yeah. This place came without the cover first, and then I put the cover on it.
That's the thing. I think they should do that at Starbucks too. They should at least show you they put the little thing in there
clear
and then
covers.
Go, do you want a cover?
We need to invent clear covers for coffee art.
Not a bad idea because you have to make them out of corn, as you know, because we can't do the plastics anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Well, then the mortal words of Gandhi, F off. Do it anyway.
That's what Gandhi would say about his coffee. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said, me and my friends, we took shots of my wife's breast milk once, and it tasted like rice milk. Oh. That's an interesting thing to do with you and your friends.
Yeah.
How'd you run that one? But unless you didn't tell your wife.
Yeah. And
babe, can we use your boob milk?
I don't know, man. I feel like it's a violation.
In what way?
That they're having a piece of my wife. I don't think I like it.
Give me a break.
I know it's weird. I'm territorial like that. I'm not too sure I dig that.
And see, I kind of felt that the same way as like I don't want to have Steve's wife's breast milk.
I don't either. I feel it's like a violation. I know where it came from. I feel like it's like a Kevin Bacon away from her breast.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
6 degrees.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think of it like that, but okay.
Well, that's what my brain thinks
that's
of.
Where mine
no, clearly
went to.
You and the Rev.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? Do not touch our wives' breast milk.
Well, then my apologies for the coffee this morning, boys.
Oh, great.
I knew there was a reason you bought coffee.
Someone said breast milk's really sweet. My daughter used to ask for it in her tea when I was breastfeeding her brothers. Another person says it's the best straight out of the boob. Making ice cream out of it is fantastic.
Oh, whoa. Now that would be interesting to try breast milk ice cream. Because I love ice cream so much, I'd be willing to try it in that form. Because my brain loves ice cream so much, I'll have anything that says ice cream in it.
Maybe they're going to have that at Frankie and Joe's, that vegan ice cream place in Capitol Hill.
Oh, now have breast milk.
Because you know they don't use any kind of milk stuff, so this they could use breast milk because it's given permission.
You know what, dude? Seriously, they're trying to tell us to stop like having so many cows anyway. You hear all, I mean, the reason this plant-based thing is taken off so much is because of the cows. What if that's what humans become? Like you could get a job as basically a donator and they start selling human milk and human ice cream.
That's what happened in Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I remember that scene and it was weird as F.
Right?
Oh, right.
I forgot that too.
It was
too,
really
man.
Strange.
Was that like right in the beginning of the movie?
Yeah,
but she
yeah.
was making bank.
Well, I mean, they were living.
Yeah, well, they
I
were
mean,
living
that's
good.
How it works in the post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Okay, yeah, Vicky.
Did you see their tax returns? How do you know they were living good?
Yeah, right.
Well, again, I mean, like you said.
They were
you,
basically enslaved as human cows.
But they at least, yeah, they were human cows, but they were living good as opposed to like the other folks running around in the sand. Vicky.
Oh, no, great, yeah.
What do you say, Vicky? We start a business right now.
Okay, I need to make a baby first, and then I can...
There are wet nurses, right? Women that can actually start producing breast milk, even though they don't have a kid. That's what they used to call a wet nurse.
Usually because they already had a kid, and so they were feeding other kids.
I have no idea how this works.
We're going to do it, Vicky. We are going to figure out a way to get you so that... I mean, how do
I'm
they
not
do with cows?
Up on this one, though.
How do they make cows give us milk if they don't have kids?
Well, cows are different than humans.
They pump them full of hormones.
All right, Vicky. Time to pump you full of hormones. We need to make some ice cream that's vegan, that's made of real breast milk.
And this is why vegans are opposed to the whole cow milk thing.
No, she'll be willing.
Oh, yes, she sounds real
sounds
willing
like
so far.
It.
I feel Jeez. Like if I was able to sell my underwear for $400, I could sell Vicky's breast milk ice cream for a lot of money.
Yes, you're
we could make ice cream bars.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Vicky's
WWE's
bars.
WWE's bringing back their ice cream bars. We could start our own. The BJ and Migs Vicky Boo bars.
Vicky Boo bars.
I want that shirt so bad.
Vicky B's bars.
Yeah, we're splitting profits 70-30, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, 30% is reasonable.
69-31.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll take 69. That sounds good.
Well, good news is we don't even have to use Vicky. We could just buy it off of Craigslist for $10.
People are selling breast milk on Craigslist for...
Can you write them and ask them how much ice cream can we make out of that $10 worth of breast milk? Because we got to know what kind of like you know profits we'll make off of that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have Googled this.
No, you really shouldn't have. You'll realize how disturbing it is.
And the ice cream bar could be shaped like a boob.
Oh, yeah, boob bars. I mean, you got cookie puss. Why not booby puss?
I was kind of hoping for like the faces of like you and Steve there.
All right.
In, like on the boob.
On the boob.
Like we're pasties on a boob.
Bro, I feel like we're really like, going to have to spend a good week fleshing this one out because I don't think we have a good idea just yet.
Oh, even this one. Yeah. I love how this is not a good idea to Steve. No. That really means we need to flesh it out.
Yeah.
Because most of his ideas are really.
This is a little rough.
Someone says, we could put Vicky's breast milk in her eye poppy coffee.
Ooh. Love that. That sounds fancy.
We're going to have our whole restaurant.
And be a stiff cup of joe.
Yeah. It'll be coffee and ice cream.
Yeah.
And we can do it at Capitol Hill.
We can make cheesecake with it. I mean, there's so many things you can do because you can make cheese out of milk. I mean, dude, this is the vegan place everybody can go to made from 100% human.
And you know how, like, Din Tai Fung, they have all, like, the guys making the little dumplings in the
yes.
window? We'll have Vicky's breast pumping just like, it in the window.
Oh, God. That will get a whole different kind of clientele,
oh
by the way.
God,
they won't even
yeah.
want the milk. They'll just actually want to pay to see the process.
Then we can do, like, a separate room. You have to pay extra to get into that room.
Or after you pay, it's like a conveyor belt kind of thing. So then you go to the next room where you witness it being made, and then the next room where you get it. It's like a museum / eatery.
That's a great idea. See, we don't need a week to flesh this out.
All right, I guess you just need a couple of minutes.
That's all you needed.
I underestimated our abilities.
We're all going to be rich.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.